Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, our studio part 4, Software Production Tools. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Incidentally, happy Thanksgiving to everyone in the U.S. We are sitting here recording as our Thanksgiving dinner cooks. Well, not really. We've pre-recorded these.
Oh, come on. You ruined it.
But happy Thanksgiving anyway, folks.
We are waiting for the Detroit Lions to take the field. It should be a bloodbath.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we're pre-recording these so that we don't have to do them over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I'm going to be gone, so this is...
That makes it even better.
Exactly.
So anyway.
I'm going to talk, and Rodney's going to help talk, about production of the podcast.
Yeah.
So we've talked about all our hardware and how to record and everything,
so
and
Dave,
now we want to go through the editing.
Yeah, so tip one was... SM58 recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Tip two was the Mackie VLZ3 1202 mixer.
Yeah.
Day three was the Eterol R09HR. Now we are down to software. Some free, some cost.
Yes. And I'm going to go through the order of production. Once I get a file onto Eddy, what do I do now? So I've got the SD card. I take him out of Eddy. I've got this WAV file. Eddy is the Eterol, by the way. I copy the WAV file to the computer, to the hard drive.
Usually it's about a gig.
640 megs.
Somewhere
usually.
In there. Yeah.
It runs about a half hour to 45 minute show. So I get it on the computer, and then I open GoldWave. GoldWave is my audio editor of choice. It's pretty accessible. You don't really need scripts for it to operate. You need scripts if you want really, really, really super precise editing to get down to the millisecond and get feedback for that. But I don't use it that precisely, so I don't need them. It's currently at version 5.58 now, I believe. And it is $50. You go to goldwave.com. You can get all the details on that.
If you are looking for a free solution, you can always check out Audacity, AUDACITY, which is an open source project that you can get from SourceForge.
Yeah, and it's pretty accessible from what I've heard. I haven't actually used it. Other free solutions to try are WavePad and MixPad. You can download those probably from SourceForge too. I think Audacity is probably your best bet as far as free audio editing goes.
Yeah, and GoldWave is $50.
Mm-hmm.
It does give you a lot of updates periodically. It is a very robust application.
Yes.
More expensive ones would be...
SoundForge.
SoundForge by Sony or Audition. Adobe Audition.
Mm-hmm. And if you want... If your goal is to have like a lot of effects and things, you're better off with the more expensive ones. GoldWave's effects are, they're not all that great. As far as the noise cancellation, the reverb, it has some things I use all the time that are fantastic, like the voiceover is pretty good, and the silence reduction is pretty good. But a lot of the other effects just are kind of like half there. So if you want really good effects, your best bet is probably SoundForge. GoldWave, though, is very customizable. It has a lot of plugins that you can download for it. A lot of them are free. If you go to goldwave.com, it has a whole plugin section, and you can browse those to look for ones that you might want to download. I have an excellent one that will apply Octamax settings that I use for broadcasting to an MP3 file. If I want to upload it to mushroomfm.com, if I've got a file from the Eterol, and I need to apply Octamax to get the music a little punchy sound, I will use GW Amp. Thanks for recommending that. Thanks to Bruce Taves for recommending that to me.
From Taves on the Waves.
On the Waves, yes. It's an awesome plugin. It does a great job. So
I'll mention that it is kind of funny because at work mm-hmm. we have the voice recognition system that does the telephone banking stuff, and
mm-hmm.
they were trying to figure out how to create Vox files. And I said, well, have you checked out GoldWave? Because they use like a Dialogic codec, and it has to be a specific hertz, specific bit rate and everything. And I said, well, have you tried GoldWave? And the lady that was looking for stuff was just like, yeah, nice. I've looked at it. It's not there or whatever. I said, well, I'll check it when I get home. And I went and I created a file and sent it to her. And she's like, whoa, that did work. So they ended up purchasing that.
Well, because you asked her, you're like, does Goldwave do Vox files? And I'm like, well, yeah. And it worked. And at the time, we couldn't find any other audio editors that did that.
Yeah, because it is a very specific preset that you need. Mm-hmm. And what they were doing was sending it to a professional recording studio, getting the recordings made, and then they had to also pay for them to convert it a Vox file. So $50, bada bing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we digress.
We digress. Goldwave, the editing is very accessible. You find parts you want to cut, you place brackets around them and do the cut and paste with the keyboard, and you can cut pretty well. For an excellent demonstration of Goldwave's capabilities, Rick Harmon has done an 8-part tutorial that you can find on the Blind Geek Zone. It is fantastic. It is what I used when I started doing my podcast a couple years ago. I referred to it extensively, and I still listen to parts of it to refresh my memory on some things. We have a bit.ly link that you can go to for that. It is bit.ly/BGZ audio tutorial. Oh, one word.
And that takes you to his general
audio
section of his website.
And Goldwave, it's all divided into headings, and each Goldwave part is a heading. And there are some other audio files up there too, but the Goldwave ones are at the top of the list, I believe.
And you can find him on Twitter at RicksterTheGeek.
Mm-hmm. And his entire website is blind-geek-zone.net.
So there, we gave him a big plug.
Yay! There you go, Rick. And let's see. So I've got Goldwave. I've edited the file. I saved it as a WAV file. Next, I may want to level the volume. Say that Rodney and I are talking and he is softer than I am. There is a nifty program that I did a tip on, incidentally, Levelator, a Tech Access daily tip. It is tip number 21. And you can, with a WAV file, level the volumes so that the two people are talking at the same level.
And this is sometimes necessary because with a mixer, you have multiple knobs and levels for the different inputs. And say, you're talking, you're a little louder than I am, you can boost me up just a little bit.
Right. And the Levelator program is excellent. It only works with WAV files, though. So you need, if you want to use this, to use WAV files with that. It is by the Conversations Network, and it is free. So you can go to levelator.com and find it there.
Levelator.
And that is tip number 21. Goldwave, incidentally, is tip number 54 of the Tech Access Daily Tips.
Yeah, and we have broken out our tips into categories or attempted to. So if you go to techaccessweekly.com, on the immediate menu, you will see a audio section under daily tips.
Right.
Audio utilities, actually. Mm-hmm. And that'll have everything around audio.
Next step, I've got this leveled. It's a still a WAV file, and I want to convert it to MP3. I do not use Goldwave for this. Goldwave does have an encoder. It's the lame encoder, free one, that comes with it. I don't like the quality of anything less than 192 using that encoder included with Goldwave. It's nasty.
It's staticky and yicky.
Blurry sounding. It's just fuzzy.
It's kind of like recording with the Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got sort of a poor sound to it.
So for a long time, we were uploading our podcasts at 192K, and they were huge.
People know, is very slow to download.
Yeah, it's very slow to download. So for a long time, I was like, I want to do it for less than 192K. With vocals, you can get away with 80K, and it still sounds fine, but not with the Goldwave encoder. Nasty. So we tried DB Power Amp. I had tried it before, several years ago, and it was not accessible with the version of JAWS that I had. Now, with version, I tried it first with version 9. It is accessible. So, fantastic. I have version 12 now, and it still works.
Yeah, I've been using the DB Power Amp for probably 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. I've had that program.
DB Power Amp is by Illustrate, and you can go to it by going to dbpoweramp.com. It is $38 now for the premium package. You get DB Power Amp music converter, batch converter, CD ripper.
CD creator. You get a lot of functionality.
A lot of things. I only use the music converter and the batch converter to convert multiple files. And it will convert to various formats, including MP3, WMA, WAV, Apple Lossless, and FLAC.
And they also have a codec area on codec.
Yes.
Area on their website that has tons of formats like Ogg Vorbis and the M4A that you would use for audiobooks in iTunes.
Yeah.
Just lots of different conversions.
Incidentally, DB Power Amp is Tech Access Daily Tip number 50.
And you can find that under the Audio Utilities.
So I basically take the file from a WAV down to 80 kbps 44 khz mp3.
And that's a constant bit rate.
Yes. And it takes the file from about 400 meg on average for our podcasts for a 16-bit wave down to
like 15 megs.
So, and it's still, vocal quality is still decent. There have been times when we had music and stuff in there and I actually made it a little bit better quality because 80 on music just doesn't sound that great.
Yeah, if you listen to other podcasts like Twit or Buzz Out Loud on CNET's network, they do either 64-bit or 80K also. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a good standard to go by.
Yes, and then there are two other programs that one in particular I may use and the other one I do use. One of them, let's say I've got this MP3 file and it's still sort of soft all the way down the board. It's kind of, you know, not quite up to standard with volume. I can use a free utility called MP3 Gain. You can get that by going to SourceForge or any website. It's been around a while.
Or the Google.
Or Google, yes, Google. And I will even out the volume. What it does is it takes an average across your file, analyzes it, and tells you on average how many decibels it needs to raise it, and then it will raise it.
This is very good if you have like a large music collection and you want to get albums at about the same bit rate, because some albums will go from 90 decibels to 100 decibels at times. I've found that with music, usually about 93 decibels is a good level because you get less clipping and it's not really soft. It's not really loud. It's about that sweet
about
spot.
About that nice level, yeah. And you don't get distortion. Once you get above 93, you can get a little bit of a distortion in the sound. If you start talking loud or the music starts getting louder, it may distort a little bit.
Yeah, and a cool thing about MP3 gain is it actually is reversible. Mm-hmm. A lot of applications that you can find out there will actually change the file permanently. MP3 gain puts something in the tags of the MP3 in order to tell it only go to this level.
Right.
And you can actually go open the file back up in the MP3 gain and remove that if you find that, oh man, that really distorted that saxophone or something, you know. So that's something to keep into account if you're trying to level some volumes.
And speaking of tags, once you get the podcast done and all sparkly and you want to upload it, you need to tag it with the appropriate information. You know, the fact that it's Tech Access Weekly and the fact that it's episode whatever and all this. I use MP3 tag for that, and you use that too. You actually are the one who tags the podcast.
Yeah, I use either that or Media Monkey, which is not accessible.
But I use MP3 tag for my Mushroom FM tagging, and it works fairly well. I'm on version 2.43. There's other higher versions, but that's the one that works best for me. MP3 tag is free. Go to SourceForge or Google, and you can find it. And you just input, there's a bunch of different fields, and I just input title, artist, and album. Make sure it's pointing at the right file. Hit save, and poof, it's done. So that when you go into a file's properties, you go look under audio properties, and you'll see the tags for the file in there.
Yeah. And I will throw in an additional one here. When I put out the podcast for Daily Tips and for Tech Access Weekly, I also use iTunes. And the reason that I use iTunes is so that the podcast tag will actually be set correctly. In MP3 tag or Media Monkey or some other database, it has a field for genre and you can set podcast. But when you pull it into iTunes, it will not see it as a podcast for whatever reason. Yeah. There used to be a hack that you had to do in order to get it to show up as a podcast. So what I do is I open iTunes, I pull in the podcast file that I just created, I tagged it somewhere else, got all my tags except for this one little special flag set. Mm-hmm. So you select the track, you go to get, you right click on it, and you go to get info. I believe you can get to that through the menus as well, but the easiest way is to do like a right click to get to the context menu in Windows. I'm not sure about the Macintosh. But you go to the options for that particular file that comes up in the context box, and on there there will be a media type, and you want to select podcast. I also select skip when shuffling and avoid when shuffling, I believe is the one. I think that's only one that I do. But anyway, once you save that, it will automatically put it in the podcast folder in iTunes so that it doesn't appear in your music collection.
It took a while to figure that out.
Yeah, it used to be a hack that you had to do. You had to run a little program against it, but Apple finally put it in iTunes so that you can actually get to it. So if you download podcasts and you're always sitting there going, why in the world is this showing up in my music folder? I don't want it there. I want it under podcasts. That's pretty much what you have to do. You go in, do a get info, you go to the options, you select media kind, and you make it a podcast and save it, and then it'll jump from music or audiobook to your podcast section.
And to wrap this up, just to reiterate, all these programs that I have talked about are in Daily Tips, and I'll just give you the numbers if you want more information on our experiences with them. GoldWave is tip 54. These are in order of use in our situation. So GoldWave is tip 54. Levelator is tip 21. DB Power Amp is 50. An MP3 tag is 35. I have not done an MP3 gain yet.
Yes, and there is an additional voiceover section with GoldWave where you're actually doing
putting edits. My voice over the music?
Yeah, which is not using the iPhone or Mac OS.
No.
It's not that voiceover.
No.
But that is tip number 68.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have not yet done MP3 gain.
No.
Or I see iTunes. A tip. Or iTunes, yeah.
Spawn of the devil with a PC. So that's a rundown of the software I use for production. Tomorrow we'll talk about the music.
Yes. And it's as simple as that.
Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.